Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I think it's crazy. You still amaze me. I'm usually over it by now. But this time is different. This time I'm sticking. Everything is better when you're around.
There we are. Good afternoon, family. Dealing with this crazy weather here in Houston, Texas. But I'm here. It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness. On a fantastic Thursday afternoon, a couple of days away before we enter to a beautiful weekend. And speaking of beautiful, today's artist spotlight, Grammy Award-winning saxophonist, Mr. Kirk Whalum, joins us to discuss his new album, actually available on October the 11th, and also the follow-up from his, actually, I can't believe it's been a year, that quick, when we had the pleasure of having him on the show. He had just released his fantastic album, Love Cover. So, on behalf of The Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome back to LOTO Radio, the super talented Mr. Kirk Whalum. Mr. Whalum, how are you doing this afternoon, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice.
Man, the feeling is mutual. You've been a very busy man, and I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your hectic tour schedule to join us. The album, I mean, my goodness, how do you top Love Covers with this new album?
Man, I'm just grateful to still be doing this at 61, you know, yesterday I was, 39. I don't know what happened.
You know what I say, that each and every day I'm blessed to wake up and look in the mirror, man. It's like, ooh, I said, remember, I had long hair once upon a time, and now I'm bald. I'm looking like Kojak, but that's all right. We both 21. We're blessed. We're still here. The new album, I want you to tell the listeners out there as far as the title and the meaning of the album to you from your perspective.
Sure, absolutely. So in the French, the word is humanité, and in English, of course, is humanity.
Right.
And I had the idea when I was playing at a jazz festival in Indonesia, and I got a chance to hear yet another couple of incredible emerging artists over there. And I think maybe primarily because of the internet and social media, things like YouTube, you know, this music is a lot more, you know, in your backyard, but actually being made, you know, 3,000-4,000 miles away, that it's, you know, there's just one big music community, and you're being exposed to new things from new places. And so I decided to do an album of collaborations with, you know, emerging artists and some established artists, but all from different countries. In fact, it ended up being 14 artists from 8 countries, including South Africa and Japan and France and Nigeria and, you know, Kenya and on and on. And we documented the whole thing, man. Humanité is also a documentary that we're just about set on where it's going to be distributed, you know, where with what channel, I guess. You could call them all channels, I guess. It's going to be on. But meanwhile, the CD comes out on the 11th. And, man, I don't think I've been this excited in years, man. Just the new energy, you know, collaborating with these young artists who are just incredible. And, you know, I think I'm going to say more so now than ever that this new music has such an energy to it, because it includes these influences from all over the world.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because a colleague of mine, we had a conversation about a little bit over a week ago. And I said, you know what it almost feels like, Mr. Whalum, right now in this time of his life and his career, it's like you're a kid in a candy store because, as you said, you have so many of these young and up and coming artists who really respect the aspect of music. And it's just vibing off of them to being able to challenge oneself to try something new. I mean, it's a long way away from what you were doing 15, 20 years ago, that if you wanted to collaborate
Absolutely.
With someone, yeah, you had to get on a plane, fly here, fly there. Now with the social media, it's become very advantageous now where you're able to connect with so many people. What is the feeling? I mean, stepping back now, looking at the finished product, the finished baby, how do you feel you did?
Oh, man, I'm you're right. I would describe it just like you did, you know, a kid in a candy store. The fact that they all, you know, 201, they all esteemed an opportunity to collaborate with me as something special. And meanwhile, I'm thinking the same thing, like, wow, this is amazing. You know, for example, either number one or two artists right now, man, in Indonesia is a kid named Afghan. And this kid, Muslim kid, about 28 years old, he's a heartthrob, you know, beautiful man. And he is standing there with, you know, 5,000 screaming girls. And, you know, I walk out on stage, and because he has embraced me, you know, so they embrace me.
Right.
And so, you know, it's not a given, you know, because if I tried to do that with a young pop artist here, you know, many times it's not so welcome. But because, you know, he's in Indonesia, and I mean, he has over 6 million followers on social media, and he's never even played in the States. And, you know, the energy of just that mutual respect, man, makes some amazing music. And so once we did that live, man, I said, you know, Afghan, would you do a feature on my record, man? And he didn't even check with his manager, the record company, anybody. He said, yep, I'm going to do it. So they all had to fall in line. And, man, it's the first song on the record. And I'm sorry, no, it isn't. But it's an amazing version of Wake Up Everybody. And he had never heard the song, but as a young, you know, kid, he was a huge fan of Whitney Houston. And so he kind of grew up hearing me play with her. And so, yeah, it's just stories like that just abound on this project.
You know, one of the things that I've found so refreshing about you over the years and the respect level that I have for you, your music has always had the ability to touch people in so many different ways. Because one of the things that you always talk about as far as kindness, remaining humble, showing humility, working hard, and always giving thanks to the higher power. Looking back at your career and where you're at today, how do you feel? It's like, wow, I've accomplished so much, but yet I have so much more to do. How do you look at your career at this particular point in time of your life?
Right. That is exactly right, man. I was 59 when this project kind of coagulated in my heart. And I was said almost exactly that to myself, like, man, what do you want to do with this season of your life? You've been blessed. You know, you're about to be 60. You know, congratulations. Now, what are you going to do? And this is what came to my mind, man. How about doing something that puts together all the different sort of intentions and dreams and even a lot of the things that I had, seeds that I had sown. Like, for instance, I learned French and I learned Spanish and you know, lived in these places, lived in Guatemala, lived in Paris. And I'm like, yeah, this is what I want to be doing with my life. And especially, as you intimated, you know, having gone to seminary and really got fired up in about how the gospel of Jesus Christ is not something to you know, sort of beat people over the head with. It's more like, no, this is the great liberator, you know, who has come to save us, and also, you know, to embrace other people's faith traditions and say, hey, can we share, you know, and you know, you share yours, I share mine, and let's make the world a better place. And man, that's exactly what I did, man.
Well, you know, I'll be the first to admit, I'll be the first to admit that when I was initially told about the new album, and you know me, I'm like Linus, I get a blanket and I become comfortable and come enthralled and wrapped in a particular artist. And when you came out with Love Covers, I said, wow, how does he top that? Because that album was exceptional from beginning to end. And now to sit up here to listen to bits and pieces of this new album and seeing the progression of just like inviting different entities, different kinds of music, different kinds of perspective from different artists. And it's like one big gumbo, one big jambalaya of music where you'll get different vibes from each and corner. And I think you did a masterful job of getting so many different kinds of music, incorporating a lot of young artists who revere you. And now you sit back now with social media, because when you started, there was no social media. And now with social media, you're able to reach so many people. That has to make you feel good.
Oh man, you're right about that. It's such a blessing, man, to live in, you know, to be able to experience, to live long enough to see the world come together like this. It's funny too, because like on the one hand, the world is falling apart, you know, but at the same time, right? At the same time, the world is coming together in this way that's so beautiful and so unique and so diverse, and it's so inspiring, you know. So it's almost like, which side of the street do you want to walk on? And, you know, Louis Armstrong said, man, I choose to walk on the sunny side of the street.
Right. It can be, you know what, it can be very challenging to walk on the sunny side of the street when you have so many pitfalls that are along the way where you're trying to get to the sunny side. And I've always said music is the equalizer. Music knows, it sees no colors. It has the ability to unite everyone. And I think a lot of people are threatened by that, the unity of music. And I just want to say, for me personally, I want to thank you for sharing your music with us, because it is definitely a gift. It is definitely a blessing. Now, the song that we're going to play, that we have our little tender hands on, is as far as the compilation that you did, not a complicated compilation, but the shared single that you did with featuring Andrea Lisa called Get Your Wings Up. Can you tell the listeners out there about that particular single from the new album?
Oh, man. Absolutely. So it's great, because, you know, this vignette, it kind of, it speaks for and representative of the whole record, but every single song is a different vignette, man. It's unbelievable, all these stories. So the story with Andrea Lisa is that I'm on a cruise ship, man, in the Caribbean performing.
Okay.
And this lady comes up to me, she and her band walk up to me, and she says, listen, we're here. My band is, you know, this is my band, and literally her band, you know, Andrea Lisa band, although she was 27 or 26 when I met her. And she's, I'm from New Zealand, you know, originally born in South Africa, but, you know, you could hear this beautiful melange of accents, you know, New Zealand accent. And she's like, well, you know, we're not performing this week because, you know, the Capital Jazz Cruise is on the ship. So we're just chilling, sitting there listening to music. But when I saw your name, and then she stopped and she couldn't talk anymore, man. She just broke down crying, you know. And so she's now, I go and grab her, and, you know, her head's on my chest. I'm like, are you okay? She's like, you just don't understand, you know, meeting Kirk Whalum, like, this is like a life moment. And I was really taken aback. I'm like, man, you never know where your music is reaching. I mean, New Zealand,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And here's this young guitar player, singer, and so man, I gotta hear this band. Sure enough, man, we had them sit in with us, and they blew us away. And both her singing and her playing, man, she sings kind of like Patrice Rushen, that kind of sound. And then her she plays like Norman Brown, man. She's like ferocious, you know. And man, we, you know, let's do this. And I had, you know, had her come to Memphis and you know, right here in my studio, man, you know, we just played through some of her songs. And the one we were talking about writing a song together, but man, when I heard this song of hers, Get Your Wings Up, and the story that goes with it, which is extraordinary, you know, she's like, I'm like, let's do this one. And so we recorded it, man. And by the way, it's about her mom always telling her, listen, you always trying to get everybody else up and flying. She's like, you need to get your own wings up first, you know.
There you go.
You're going to help somebody else. You got to make sure you're solid.
Like my dad used to tell me, you know, worry about your own backyard first, but before you try to clean somebody else's backyard up. Lord,
yes, sir.
Well, let's get into it. Of course, one of the many wonderful new singles from the upcoming album, of course, due out on October the 11th from Grammy Award-winning saxophonist Mr. Kirk Whalum. Of course, Get Your Wings Up, featuring Andrea Lisa, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Emotion.
and Mercy. Mr. Kurt Whalen, of course, featuring Andrea Lisa, Get Your Wings Up, from the new album, Humanity, due out on October the 11th. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by his official website at kurtwhalen.com. Also, family, remember, you say, well, Teddy Bear, when are we going to have an opportunity to see Mr. Whalen perform? Well, I'm glad you asked. I got all the necessary pertinent information. Actually, this coming Sunday, September the 15th at Cafe Kurt in Memphis, Tennessee. Have an opportunity to see Mr. Whalen and also his special guest, Bernie Williams, former New York Yankee. They'll be performing. Doors open at 5 p.m. and performances start at 6 p.m. The general admission is $45. Again, that's at the Crosstown Theater at 1350 Concourse Avenue, Memphis, Tennessee, this coming Sunday at September 15th at 6 p.m. Yes, Lord, it's a beautiful thing. Mr. Whalen, first and foremost, I want to thank you again for joining us. You know, this is your home away from home, and whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. And also, family, remember, you can pre-order the album. So make sure you head over to Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you need to get to. I don't care how you get there. Just get there when you can and pre-order the new album. But thank you so much for joining us again.
What a pleasure, man. I thank you, man. And, you know, just a peace to all your loyal followers, man. And hopefully we'll get a chance to hook up again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings to you and continued success.
All right. Bless you, man.
All right. Grammy Award winning saxophonist Kurt Whalen. Yes, Lord. Woo. Trying to get in the swing of things on this little bit of cough syrup. This medication has me a little kind of drowsy, but it's okay. We get on and we move on. Remember, the new album due out October the 11th, Humanity, H-U-M-A-N-I-T-E, French. Lord have mercy. 2:23 p.m. Central Standard Time here on a smooth Thursday afternoon here in downtown Houston. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. We are streaming and broadcasting live via iHeartRadio and also Spotify at LOTL The Zone. So be sure to pull that app up. We got you covered also on TuneIn's, iTunes, and also on Apple, because you've always been the Apple of Teddy Bear's eye. Lord mercy. Well, I got here comfy and cozy, safe and sound, like Linus's blanket. We get into some Kirby Mare. I'm just saying, anytime, anywhere, here in the zone of LOP.
And it goes a little something like this. And it goes a little something like this. And it goes a little something like this. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on and clap your hands. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on and clap your hands.
It's the second month.
Timbo. Lord have mercy. Don't call. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And once again, want to send out a very special thank you to the fantastic Mr. Kurt Whalen. My goodness, he's one of the few artists that I can honestly say, man, I get relatively tongue-tied speaking to him because he's been such an influence on me. Love the man, love his music, and my goodness, and you're going to love his new album, of course, Humanity, due out on October the 11th, available on all streaming sites, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and if you're feeling even a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and you can set in a pre-order for the new album. And to get all the latest updates, stop by his official website to get his upcoming tour information. That's at www.kurtwhalum.com. Lord have mercy. So it is written, so it shall be done. But the fun and the quality, the substance has just begun. Tune in tomorrow as we broadcast live, as we have the pleasure welcoming singer, songwriter, and producer O'Brien. He is joining us tomorrow as we celebrate his new single, Good Man. Lord have mercy. 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And to get all the latest updates, catch up with us on Instagram at Instagram.com/LOTL The Zone. Also on Facebook at Facebook.com/LOTL Radio The Zone. And on Twitter at LOTL Radio. And for those who tuned in late and missed the interview, shame on you. But the teddy bear, the cuddly one, always forgives you. Yes, Lord. We got you covered. All you have to do is pull up those apps on your telephone. That telephone, be like GTE. I'm here to bring good things to life. Pull up that app on iHeartRadio and Spotify. Type in LOTL, The Zone, and we got you covered. That's also for TuneIn, for iTunes, Apple. You said it. We hear you. We hear you. We listen. We love you. Lord, it feels good. We're going to cut it short this afternoon, dealing with this little bit of cold. Want to make sure the teddy bear is 2,050% for tomorrow afternoon's show. But in the meantime, without you, there's no me. Without me, there's no zone. Lord have mercy. Leon Ware is so much. Yes, Lord, it's so much deeper than love. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Written in the will, dark through the time, the language stays a stream. The unspoken truth, words that I'll never say, but somehow we know it's not what in the head. Here on this carousel, we're going round and round, finding each other in different worlds. Know that we're meant to be. Go on and dream. While night time finds the sun, the sun reminds us we're counting the raindrops fall. I feel complete, not nervous anymore. I know it's not real. Thinking it's more than love. Maybe
will be reality. Somewhere waiting is our destiny. Written in the wind, it's deep. Darling, it's deeper, so much deeper.